Great Hearts Northern Oaks, 9th grade biology. Textbook chapter 13, pages 261 through 264. Page 261. The Human Genome Project. One exciting application of DNA technology has been the sequencing of the entire human genome. This section discusses how researchers used modern genetic tools to sequence the human genome and what their findings mean for the 21st century biology and society. Mapping the human genome. In 1990, geneticists around the world tackled one of the most ambitious projects in scientific history, the Human Genome Project. The Human Genome Project is a research effort undertaken to sequence all of our DNA and locate within it all of the functionally important sequences, such as genes. That is, the project seeks to determine the sequence of all 3.3 billion nucleotides of the human genome and to map the location of every gene on each chromosome. Information from the project will provide insight into our evolutionary past, genome organization, gene expression, and cell growth. The Human Genome Project linked more than 20 scientific laboratories in 6 countries. By 2001, the draft sequence of the human genome appeared in 2 landmark papers in the science journals Science and Nature. The high-quality sequence was completed in 2003. 2 years ahead of schedule. Figure 13-7 shows an example of how the sequence of nucleotides in a piece of DNA is displayed on a computer screen. Important insights. Scientists with the Human Genome Project were surprised by some of the discoveries they made, including the following. Number 1. Only about 2% of the human genome codes for proteins. Number 2. Chromosomes have unequal distribution of exons, sequences of nucleotides that are transcribed and translated. Number 3. The human genome is smaller than previously estimated. The human genome has only about 20,000 to 25,000 protein-coding genes, far fewer than the 100,000 originally estimated. Scientists now know that RNAs are not used only for translating DNA into proteins. Many RNAs are involved in regulating gene expression. Page 262. Number 4. The exons of human genes are spliced in many ways, allowing the same gene to encode different versions of a protein. An organism's complete set of proteins is called proteomes. The human proteome is quite complex. About half of the human genome arises from the shuffling of transposons, pieces of DNA that move from one chromosome location to another. Transposons appear to have no specific role in development or physiology. There are about 8 million single nucleotide polymorphisms, SNP, unique spots where individuals differ by a single nucleotide. SNPs are important for mapping the genome in more detail and in the identification of human disease genes. Model species. In order to better understand how human genes control development and health, and to explain how genes affect behaviors, biologists want to map similar genes in model species. Since the Human Genome Project, many other genome sequence projects have been completed, and more are underway. Some of the model species for genome sequencing, as seen in Table 13-1, include a bacterium, a roundworm, a fruit fly, a zebrafish, and a mouse. Researchers can include mutations in each of these species to look for gene actions. Because they represent such a broad phylogenetic base, it is possible to make valid generalizations that relate to larger groups. Page 263. Applications. Information from the Human Genome Project has been and will continue to be applied to different medical, industrial, commercial, and scientific purposes. For example, scientists have already discovered specific genes responsible for several genetic disorders, including cystic fibrosis, Duchenne muscular dystrophy, and colon cancer. Researchers may improve diagnoses, treatments, and therapies for the more than 4,000 human genetic disorders. John Carpton of the National Institute of Health, pictured in Figure 13-8, is a researcher taking such an approach to prostate cancer. Carpton knew that prostate cancer rates in men are second only to skin cancer rates, and that some forms of the disease run in families. By studying male relatives with and without prostate cancer, he and his team were able to map a gene for susceptibility to prostate cancer. The gene, called RNASEL, occurs near a gene sequenced during the Human Genome Project. RNASEL encodes an RNA digesting enzyme. Carpton isolated the RNASEL gene from patients and found mutations. His discoveries may one day lead to new prostate cancer treatments. The future of genomics. It is clear that although the more than 3 billion letters of the human genetic code have been sequenced, this is only the beginning of the quest to understand the human genome. New tools and fields of scientific research have arisen that enable the acquisition, analysis, storage, modeling, and distribution of the information contained within DNA and protein sequence data. Geneticists will now be able to apply their new tools to benefit human health. bioinformatics. Keeping track of the billions of nucleotide base pairs in a complex genome requires substantial computer power. Much of the progress in studying genomes comes from advances in the new scientific field of bioinformatics. Bioinformatics combines biological science, computer science, and information technology to enable the discovery of new biological insights and unifying principles. Bioinformatics utilizes databases to store and integrate the data coming out of genomic research. One such database called the BLAST search allows rapid comparisons between a gene or protein sequence from one organism and similar sequences from all other organisms in a database at the National Center for Biotechnology Information. The BLAST tool allows a worker to find corresponding genes in different organisms. By knowing the function of a gene from a related model species, such as a mouse, the researcher can then infer the function of a previously unstudied human gene. Page 264. Proteomics. As important as genomes are, it is the proteins they encode that actually carry out the work of cells. To understand how genes work, biologists must understand proteins. Proteomics is the study of all of an organism's proteins, including their identities, structures, interactions, and abundances. A key tool in proteomics is two-dimensional gel electrophoresis, a method that separates the proteins in a sample that individual spots, as shown in figure 13-9. A researcher can cut out a protein spot from the gel, then use special methods to determine the amino acid sequence in part of the protein. Using bioinformatics, he or she can then search the DNA of a sequenced genome and match an individual gene to that unique protein. Proteomics and bioinformatics will allow medical researchers to identify new targets for therapeutic drugs and develop new markers for diagnosing disease. Microarrays. An important tool of the genomic revolution is a technique called DNA microarray, a two-dimensional arrangement of DNA molecules representing thousands of cloned genes. A DNA microarray can show which genes are active in a cell. To prepare the DNA microarray, robotic machines arrange tiny amounts of sequences from thousands of genes on a single microscope slide. To investigate, for example, how tumor cells differ from normal cells, mRNA from the tumor is labeled with fluorescent dyes and poured onto the microarray slides. The more mRNA that binds to its complement at a particular spot on the slide, the brighter the color, indicating that this specific gene is highly active. Physicians use DNA microarray analysis to classify patients' cancers. Such classification can lead to better informed decisions about which type of treatment is best. A DNA microarray is shown on the first page of this chapter.